AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, give it up for the 85 South Show!
Yeah! Say we in it, bitch, New York. Say we in it, bitch. Say we in this, bitch, New York. Say we in this, bitch. Ooh. Say we in this, bitch, New
What's
York.
Happening?
Say we in it, bitch. Say we in this bitch, New York. Say we in it, bitch. DC on fly, walking up to the stage. We about to go crazy up in this place. DC on fly, just walk to the stage.
Hey.
We about to, yo, Paulo. Hey. We in New York City, and hey, you know we got that word.
Hey.
Shout out to all my niggas in the building who be yelling out, yeah,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
It's Brooklyn in your mouth.
Hey, yeah.
It's Brooklyn in your mouth.
I said, yeah.
I said Brooklyn in your mouth.
I said, yeah.
I said Brooklyn in your mouth.
I said, yeah.
Shout out to my nigga that be facts. Facts. Shout out to Fofo who got them rats.
Rats.
Say, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Say we in it, bitch. We in New York City.
Hey.
All the women be fine. They got some nice titties.
Nice titties.
But they don't speak back. And hey, when they walk past me, I know this ass be flat.
Yeah. Hey, you know they got that bag.
That
niggas
bang
in New York love the way they do rag everywhere.
Rag.
Where that bitch to sleep? Where that bitch to church? Where that bitch to eat?
I said Chico B. Hold on. My girlfriend had some Timberlands on.
Hey.
She had the Timberlands on.
Hey.
Oh, she had the Timberlands on.
We said it, yeah.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
Work to mother. Work to mother.
Work to mother.
Work to mother. Who, mama? Not mine.
Every
mine.
Not your.
Not mine.
Not your.
Not mine.
Yo, I say, yo, what up, son?
Yo,
what up, Dunn?
Yeah.
What up, son?
Yo,
what up, Dunn? Yo, yo, what? I'm out in New York. Yo, fuck this
fuck
shit, yo.
This shit, bitch.
Yo, son, for real, son?
Fuck
yo,
check this shit
out,
me.
Yo, I rap, son. I rap this shit, right? You want to check my shit out? All right, check this out, son. So, my, this is my Brooklyn shit right here, son.
Let me hear it.
It was me and Lord Tony. We was at the bodega. He had the 50 cent water. Yeah, the glorious flavor. Then
yeah,
I looked up and seen Paco walk down the street.
Huh.
He had the heat. I was like on the creep with the beast.
Hey, yo, that's amazing.
Huh.
Came in like Ghostface. Didn't go to court, so I guess I got a ghost case. Cause a nigga got warrants.
Yeah.
Can't even go back to Brooklyn.
Fuck that. I really want some brain. I want me a bitch who been riding on the train all day. Cause she ain't got shit to do. But
Yo, she walked 16 blocks to get over here.
She been riding on the
train. Word to mother. I only want bitches that be on the train, son. Fucking, fucking the Q train too, son. The fucking express Q train, B. Word to my fucking mother.
Oh, y'all niggas stupid.
Word
up.
Word to fucking mother.
You on your New York shit?
Yeah.
But we ain't forgot, though. We ain't forgot. We
what you got? What you got?
So
what you
we
got
say,
for? Yeah.
All my New York niggas say,
Yeah. Dead ass, son.
Word to fucking mother.
I'm dead
Yo,
ass.
Cut that shit the fuck off.
Turn
cut that shit off, son.
Cut that shit off,
let
son.
Let me see you go right
this fucking
bitch,
New York City right now, son. We in New Now, fucking make some noise in this bitch.
What up?
Fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, son?
Yeah.
Word to fucking mother, son.
We got white people
Word
in
up.
Here.
Word up, son.
We got white
Word
people in here.
Word to fucking mother, son. Let me go out here and talk to my fucking
we
son.
We got everybody
one,
in here, man.
Yo, out here. You miss Cliff hey, of Big Red. You miss Chico. Cliff of Big Red Dog right here.
Hey, yo, son. Hey, yo, son. Hey, yo, son, I'm going to get back to you, son. Hey, yo, babe. Hey, yo, son. Hey, yo, son, that shit is fucking water, B. That shit is water. I like how you got the front permed and the back knot. That shit is nice, B.
Dude.
I like how you did that, son. That shit was fucking dope.
She look like she about to start singing. Through the fire.
That's that fucking Shaka Khan, B. Word up.
Hey, yo.
I love you, Cliff.
We got the white dude that sell Yeezys in this bitch.
Oh, yeah, son.
That's the easy plug right
now. He only can get two pair a month, though. He ain't
I don't
really,
fuck with son. But my son right here with the fucking hoodie on in the building, son. Son, what you about to give a nigga $150 in this bitch or something, son? Where's the fucking mother, son?
Look at the gay girl with the braids. Look, that to him right there.
Where
behind
at?
You. Right here. With the head.
Oh, yeah. Young and May braids. What's up with you, baby? You know what I'm saying? You look like you about to get a fly sew-in right there
she
with that
She got her shit braided. Chico, she got her shit braided like Tiger Sun.
Yeah. This shit nice, B. Word up. But keep moving through. Don't look like, oh, you want to look gangster and shit. Think a nigga won't say nothing to you because your hat like a fucking Dipset from 2000. Fuck out of here, son. Word up.
Man, don't be in here fucking with people. These New York niggas is
stabbing
you. Man,
nigga.
I'm a New York nigga, son.
They
what's
got
up?
On
what's
their
up,
tongue.
Kid? What's up with you, son? What's going on with you, son?
That nigga was locked up with my uncle.
If a nigga sneeze, he ain't sneeze. He put the razor in his hand. Back
yep,
up.
I know. I know that move, son. We used to do that move on 148th and 34th Street, son. My hood.
That shit hard. You
Word
hear
up.
That shit?
Word up. Word up. We got up here.
Hey, man. Hold on. You ain't
got
sneeze.
Up here, son.
You see, that shit
Word
hard
up.
Right there.
Word
that's,
up.
Well, that shit right
that
there.
That shit right there.
That shit sound like a heartbreak.
Yeah, oh, it
sound
do.
Sound like a graduation
Let
song.
Me suck your titty,
I told y'all we would do it forever.
DC, keep going, nigga. I told you that we would always
do it together.
Then you went through my phone.
Goddamn.
Phone.
The then you went through my phone.
We went from graduation to phone. A phone. I graduated on iTunes.
Graduated what, nigga? You graduated on iTunes?
I graduated on iTunes.
How you do that? That is amazing. Yeah, son. What's up, son? What's up, my son in here? What's good, son? What's up, now? You look like you're back
you
in the enterprise.
Like a graduation
this
song, though. Nigga crying this shit.
We got the people in the back. You eating the shit
we
out the fries.
It,
I'm gonna let you do your thing. What's up, son? Like that sweater,
hey,
B. We out here. Yeah,
I don't know how I feel to graduate, so I don't know.
Hold on, son. Yeah, my man delivering pieces and shit in here, son. Nigga got a job. What's up, B?
I ain't graduated from
What's
college.
Going on? Hey, son, your shit fucked up in the front, son.
She don't about go- to do poetry.
Hey, son, don't go back to that nigga that did that shit to you, son. That nigga don't fuck with you and your family through your shit like that, son.
Hey,
word
I'm
up.
Hey,
word
Chico.
Word to fucking mother, son.
His mama fucked him up. He fucked him up forever.
Keep on going.
His Bible fucked him up.
Him up.
It fucked him forever. It's way back here.
Where is it, bro?
It's way back here.
It's gone forever.
I think we putting the hats on like this. Hey, yeah.
Let that bitch rest on the back, son. That's
oh,
what it
shit.
Is.
He ain't had to do that nigga like that, bro. Oh, shit.
We got to do it forever.
call, man. No. Welcome to the 85 South Show.
I love that crowd here.
I know all y'all niggas was in line talking shit. I know all y'all niggas was in line talking shit. I know all y'all niggas was in line talking shit. Hey. Like when they gon' let us up in this bitch, it's cold as shit. I've been standing out here for minutes and they tripping, bitch. Yeah. I paid my money to get in here, open up this bitch. Yeah. My cold ain't cool, it's cold out here. Yeah. Is they gon' let us in this bitch this year?
Look, you can tell these niggas still cold. She got her coat and scarf. Still
cold
on.
As hell. They got me hot.
She anemic. She anemic.
She got on all her leather jackets.
That's why that nigga got the hood on. His ears is cold. Look, that nigga over there cold too. Yeah. That nigga cold.
Y'all was standing outside waiting forever. Y'all was standing outside waiting forever. So goddamn long.
We gon' need help. We gon' start this shit at 12.
Hey.
We gon' need help. We gon' start this shit at 12.
12. Yeah.
What's wrong with that nigga? I was gon' keep going however you want to keep going.
Oh, nigga, we gon' keep going about this standing outside.
This song stop. Dedicated to everybody who was standing outside. Forever.
You know these niggas were capable of singing forever.
That song was gonna go on forever.
These
that
niggas are
hard.
Musically inclined.
I know y'all niggas was talking. We in New York too.
Come on.
Y'all
man.
Niggas was like, yo, what the fuck, son? Word to my fucking mother, son. It's too fucking cold out here to be standing
what?
Out here. Hey, fucking wind blow. Hey, yo, son. Yo, my man with the H&M suit. Come to the
come
back,
in, come in.
Yo, come in, son.
Yo,
son. What the fuck is going on in there, son? What are they doing in there,
a couple motherfuckers came in through the first show. They already done seen the show already.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of these niggas came through the first show.
So?
They wasn't bullshit.
No, well, yeah.
I'm glad they let him in, because I know somebody was in line threatening violence. Yo, when I see that nigga Chico on sight.
Slapping the shit out
that nigga
it
up,
was the nigga
man.
With the hood. That's why he kept the hood on. Now, I'm going to smack it. He ain't going to be able to see me. I'm going to smack him and then run down with my shoulders down, B. Get the fuck out of Dodge on these niggas, son.
He anemic.
Bro, we brought the whole hood out. We got a nigga with a vest.
Yep.
With a nigga with the vest. Oh, the nigga right
we got people got with brains that's to the side. I see you, T.
Yeah, we in
hell
this.
Hell yeah. Shout out to all the women in here that don't like men, but they like us.
What happened?
Yeah, bitch would be like, I don't fuck with niggas, but you can get some pussy. Word to my mother.
Nigga.
I'm like, I don't want that pussy. You can get some pussy, though.
I don't think I want that pussy right there.
A tough New York bitch. Her name Thaddeus.
Thaddeus Young.
Like, bitch, your name Thaddeus?
What you Thaddeus call Flatbush?
I know y'all
flat
niggas
bush. I don't want that pussy.
Walked in this bitch talking shit. Look at that, they made me wait all fucking long to get in this bitch, son. Look like a fucking Love and Hip Hop reunion in this motherfucker, bitch. Word to my fucking mother, son.
This shit look like an old ass Dave and Buster. That's what this motherfucker look like.
Hell yeah, son.
That
fuck
nigga got
the
hood about. On because he see his other baby mama in here.
This nigga like, yo, I'm about to fucking get out of here, son. I ain't standing like
who you hiding from, nigga? Take your hood off. You ain't.
Nah, what? This shit might look like my man shit. He ain't got the confidence yet. Yeah, I say he ain't as confident as my man. He ain't let nobody see that shit. I feel
you making me hot, nigga. You might be anemic. That nigga neck cold. That nigga got a sensitive neck.
Bro, you know that shit funny. Even the white girls laugh. His hairline is fucked up. It's so fucking far back there. Oh my God.
Look, where the white like, people it at? Is. It so is.
Where the white hey, people at?
It was where the white people at?
Right there.
Right there. Where?
Look, they hey. White draw too.
Hey. Hey, white women in New York. White women in New York talk different. Hey, get your ass out of here. What are you talking about? Like talking about? I don't know.
Where y'all from, white people?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Oh,
what
y'all
part
ain't regular
Brooklyn?
White
you
people.
From Brooklyn, Brooklyn, or you from up there where you walk the dog at Brooklyn, bitch?
No, they from regular Brooklyn.
They just trying to claim Flatbush they, and said, bitch, you ain't from Flatbush, bitch.
They just came in after
the
gentrification.
Shit dangerous, bitch. You ain't down at that playground, bitch.
They
the playground gets serious, man.
After the gentrification. Now, them they white people to be walking around Brooklyn like, man, what the fuck, nigga?
They from that good part of Brooklyn with the city bikes outside.
Yep.
Penny. Shee-shee. Nigga, I almost got ran over by a nigga with a bike. I started to...
Oh, you would get ran over by a nigga on a bike in New York like a motherfucker.
Like, yeah, nigga, you ain't going that fast, bitch ass nigga. Nigga be thinking they in the car. Nigga, I'm not moving.
Let me
wish
ask
you. Would hit me with that goddamn.
Who in here actually has a car? Like, who has owns a car? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you have a car? You from D.C.? You should have left that bitch in D.C. You are going to ruin your car. First of all, these potholes up here is deeper than rap. Them shits is, you hit one of them motherfuckers.
It's really pointless to have a goddamn car up here because you got to park that shit and catch an Uber back to the house.
But shit, then they got the parking sign. They be like, no parking from 9 to 5 and no parking from 5 to 9.
When the fuck can you park?
Everybody,
right here, man?
All the niggas at the parking spot, like, bro, you see that shit?
Yep. And then I don't
nigga
know.
Nigga be trying to walk away like it gonna move.
And where she the fuck do y'all be driving to, nigga? The traffic down this motherfucker so fucked up. Even when it's moving, you got to drive your car like James Harden around this. Nigga, this shit don't make no sense. Why
nigga,
would you own a vehicle?
Traffic be so fucked up, the little Uber driver just be giving up. My friend, I can't go any further.
I'm talking about the traffic just bad, though. I'm talking about the ambulance just right next door. I had to tell him, he dead, bro. You might as well cut.
Nigga.
You might as well cut that
no
shit
way,
off.
Ain't
boy.
No way
that
in the
nigga
fuck
dead.
They can put me in an ambulance in New York, nigga. Call me an Uber, nigga. Somebody who I know coming. Fuck that.
The traffic's so bad, I be thinking I be going the wrong way. I be like, man, I don't think I'm supposed to be going that way.
Nigga, the traffic's so bad here, you'll forget where the fuck you was going. Like, nigga, I done forgot what the fuck I came out the house for, nigga. That shit is different.
You ever be in a cab
shit
so
be 2 miles away.
You ever be in a cab so long, you forget this motherfucker charging you? Oh, whoa, what man, fuck this, $31. We ain't went no goddamn way.
Fuck that. We were so close to some shit, I just got out of the car. I said, fuck that, I'm gonna just walk. This is some bullshit, my nigga. Then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I ain't from around here. Let me get back in that comment now.
One thing I don't like, though, these women up here in New York, they don't tell you who they live with, bro. I done went over this girl's house thinking I'm getting some pussy. End up playing Uno with her grandma and her uncle all goddamn night. Goddamn,
bitch, live with everybody.
She like a motherfucker. She cuffing cars and everything.
You gotta live like that in New York, nigga, because it costs $2,500 a month to get a bathroom out this motherfucker. Like, you staying in the bathroom, you know it's fucked up when you go into somebody's apartment and they missing essential shit. Like, nigga, with a tub? I ain't got one. It was a bit extra $500 for the tub, nigga. I said, I wash up at the gym, nigga. Fuck that.
They pay you for everything.
My homeboy live upstairs from a pawn shop. Now, you gotta be quiet when you walk in that shit. Don't touch nothing. Man, you smell bleach. Are they mopping in this bitch?
Yeah, that's what took them forever. They had to get the floors clean.
Somebody threw up in this bitch?
What the school's at? I ain't seen that one school.
Yes, you have. You just didn't know it was a school.
That shit ain't got no name.
That shit say Public Enemy 49.
PS 132.
What are the children learning at around this motherfucker? I see them all day walking, but...
Yeah, they do be out all day.
They be coming right from school. Just, hey, how you doing? Like, where's your school, little nigga?
Shout out to all the hood niggas that can speak Spanish real good.
Because
you've been living in the projects for a long time. I love it up here, bro. Niggas get eviction notice put on their door, cuss the landlord out. Well, get that bullshit the fuck out of here. The
fuck are you talking about?
Ain't nobody going no fucking where.
Fucking grandmother's house,
bitch. Why is that? Is that the culture that y'all just got to be so damn angry? Is that, that's just part of the culture. Be angry and move fast.
That's why y'all can't calm shit down, because y'all move too damn fast.
I love the New York anger, bro.
It's arguing, walking.
Simple ass question.
Fuck you, fuck
hey, buddy, you got the time? Yeah, time for you to get the fuck out of my face.
Fucking dickhead.
I love that shit.
The women here is the worst when it come to cussing you the fuck out, man. If you ain't never got cussed out by a New York woman, you lucky, nigga, because they get to talking, stupid ass nigga, stupid, little shoes. Look at the fucking shoes you got on. I don't even know why I fuck with a nigga like you. You look at your shoes, B. Word up, dumbass nigga. The fuck out of here, nigga. Hey. Stupid ass nigga. Why you let that nigga do that shit to your fucking head again, scary ass nigga? You scary, nigga. I don't fuck with no bitch-ass niggas.
Oh, you giving me nigga. Flashbacks.
New York bitch can call me a bum-ass nigga. That's a compliment. Fuck that. Bum-ass nigga. You like me, B.
You like me, B. Like
even when y'all
me.
Do like a nigga, you still aggressive. Hey, yo, my guy. What's up, my guy? I fuck with you, my guy. Fuck with me, my guy.
Yeah, like, they say some bitch. Rough shit. Man. I'll dead-ass give you some pussy right now.
Oh my
dead
fucking
ass.
Dead
love
ass.
Me pussy aggressive if you don't want bitch. This pussy.
I love y'all aggression, but y'all just bitches is like too crazy at the wrong time. I'm driving, bitch. I don't need to be wrestling with you, bitch.
And then they support each other like a motherfucker. Like, it don't matter when if your homegirl get the cussing the bitch out, you just in the back. Facts, bitch. Facts. Fucking facts. Niggas a bird.
Nobody
He's
better
a
not
fucking
touch
bird.
Him.
That nigga's a bird. And I wish that nigga would do something. I wish that nigga would step up. Fuck is wrong
Chico,
with you, bird ass?
How she
nigga?
Woke up, Chico?
Man, I wish that nigga would step the fuck up, son. On my fucking kids, B.
With heels on, she'll slide up on your head.
You remember that video when they was on the train and that nigga smacked the shit out of that bitch? She was talking shit. Bird ass, bum ass nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. I'm like, yo.
What she say, Chico? Bitch
ass nigga. Bird ass nigga. Facts, B. On my fucking kids.
Bitch can say all that to me. You like me, bitch. Fuck that. You wanna fuck, bitch.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to all the niggas who sell weed. You just got 8 dime bags in your pocket.
got a solid 80.
That nigga got $80 worth of weed, hustling like a motherfucker. Yo, son, fuck with me. I got everything. Nigga, you don't even have anything. There's not enough weed here for me and you, my boy.
That was me, Carlo. I walk over with my whole bomb in one hand, but I got everything you need right here. They be like, nigga, we get it, grab it. Uh-uh, bitch, dog, it's what it is. That's
no. Oh, shit.
Don't touch you. Don't
bro, this
bite.
Shit raw up here. I love New York.
Yeah. It much love to
all the, much love to all the women in here that know how to roll that Big Dutch. That vanilla one and the blue pack, I fucks with y'all.
Fuck that. I need a swisher, man.
Y'all
I
still rolling
no
Dutches up this motherfucker?
Yeah, nigga.
Backwood.
Ooh. Fuck a backwood.
You got a strong throat, ma'am. You smoking backwood. She said, woo!
She do.
That shit like
her throat strong as hell.
Throat strong as hell. You can put a dick all the way there. She won't feel nothing. Nope, not me, baby. That's smoke backwoods, nigga.
Fuck that's that.
A, yeah, that bitch smoke backwoods. She probably drink peanut butter, too.
That shit like smoking three goddamn cigarettes. Fuck that shit. I hit a backwood the other day. I almost passed that. I was like, hold up. Had to catch myself.
Yeah, nigga.
We in here,
I hit it too hard.
We are in this bitch tonight. Where the single ladies at? We got any single ladies?
Damn. Fuck that. I'm talking about single and fucking now. Like, you don't give a damn. Fuck all that single and you trying to take shit slow, bitch. I'm running, bitch. I ain't got time to be walking with a bitch, okay?
I'd be offended
bitch
if,
be
a,
living life,
if a
bitch.
New York woman tried to take something slow. Ain't shit slow in New York. How you going to... Wait to give me some pussy and decide to take your time. Goddamn it, you ain't take your time.
We ain't got time to be taking time. You see what happens when we take our time? We get a nigga like Donald Trump in for office and we gotta keep doing this shit. So, bitch, let's fuck before the world blow up.
That's a good point right there. Who in a relationship in this motherfucker?
What a relationship, people. That's happy.
That's happy. Happy in a relationship.
What'd you say? Where the happy bitches at?
You ain't. Man, it's
happy people in the relationship.
I respect y'all, man, because every relationship that we see, that shit be falling apart. Nigga, Diddy and Cassie broke up, nigga.
Be real. Y'all happy in y'all relationship? Make some noise.
Make some noise. You happy.
That's a cry for help. Yeah, yeah. No!
Exactly.
No!
Bro, that wasn't really but like eight people, though.
Yeah, exactly. Nigga, that shit fucked me up. When I seen Diddy and Cassie ain't go together no more, nigga, I was like, oh, it ain't no hope for nobody.
That's why you got to appreciate the little shit in the relationship, bro. Like when you find
like
some, when you find somebody who won't smoke your roach, my nigga. Like you come home and you be like, man, what my ashtray at? It's under the table. I fucks with you, baby. That bitch done saved me a whole quarter piece of blunt.
I feel that. I'm with you on that because I'd be pissed off if bitch smoke my roach.
Man, if you find a bitch who just remember your order from Popeye's.
Verbatim, too.
That's love, my nigga.
And not even that. And if they fuck it up, gonna drive back to the Popeyes and get your shit right.
No, that mean that bitch ain't got shit to do. My bitch will tell you, you better eat that goddamn thigh, nigga. You gonna eat this pussy on that thigh? You better, shit. I take both, baby. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Bro, bro, we be getting treated so bad by women. We don't know how to act when they treat us nice.
Right.
This lady came over my house and did my laundry and folded my drawers up. I ain't trusted no more. I'm like, this bitch homeless. She needs somewhere to stay. Ain't no way bitches out here just being nice. The bitch using dryer sheets. Nah, she trying to spend the night.
She homeless? She
bought the dryer
sheets. The night. She using dryer sheets.
You ain't had no dryer sheets. She had them in her purse, nigga. She was like, oh, this nigga ain't got no dryer sheets. Let me put some fluff on this nigga's sweatshirts.
You ever felt like a nasty nigga? Like a girl come spend the night with you, she bring her own soap.
My mind, I think she got some. I'm like, bitch, fuck you doing with your own soap?
No, you can't just use any kind
of... This bitch got doctor soap? This bitch
got
soap from
the doctor. I can't use that Irish Spring.
No,
that fucked my pussy up. I can't... I only use Dove.
I didn't know pussies had little attitudes like that. You use some Irish Spring on a pussy, the pussy will throw up. Bitch, I have my vagina. You can't be putting that on me.
It's like, I only use Dove.
That's
I only
the vagina voice.
Dove.
Look, bitch, if you gonna fuck this nigga, do it tonight.
Irish Spring make the pussy sound like an old drunk nigga, Carlo.
Irish Spring? Y'all don't fuck with Irish Spring?
God damn, baby.
Irish
what the
Spring
fuck is
clean
you doing
that pussy.
Yeah, Irish Spring make the pussy wake up sounding like a grandfather. What did we do last night? Is everything, my eyes are burning.
That's that suave, but
Suave.
Nah. Suave had that pussy dry.
Nah. Suave is lotion, ain't it?
You...
That Suave?
Suave makes soap, too.
Hell yeah, but I had that pussy dry.
Bro. Good pussy. Good pussy. Only
pussy
use Dove,
like
bro.
Sandpaper.
If it ain't that white Dove unscented, I don't want that pussy.
Nope.
I keep some Dove at my house just in case some pussy fall through. It's a 12
the
pack.
Pink, you gotta keep the pink kind.
You got to. Unscented.
You got some Dove? Yep, bitch, the pink kind.
Bro, it's so much little shit. You, it's you so much little it. Shit niggas kind. Can do to increase your pussy ratio. Go buy some towels, my nigga.
Some clean ones.
New some towels. Mashing towels. Get the big ones and the little ones a set, my nigga.
Get a brown
and
one.
And don't use them. Them your pussy towels. You say that for company.
Don't get the white
don't
towel.
Don't get to using your pussy towel on a nigga body because that towel will be hard, crunchy. Niggas don't even have towels. I don't know what niggas do when they get out the shower.
We cut
niggas just roll themselves up in a blanket or some shit. It's my dry-off blanket. I don't. Or you ever went over one of your homeboy houses and like, nigga, you ain't got no spoons, no paper towels. You have one bowl and a mixing cup. Nigga, what if some bitches come over here and cook? They gonna boil everything in this hot dog pot?
Yep. Nigga, fried,
this nigga got me drinking juice
chicken.
Out of a Hennessy bottle. You got to do better.
Carlos, you rolled up in a blanket naked, mother.
We have no towels.
He like, nigga, I had to roll up in a blanket. I'm like, wait a minute.
I didn't say that I did.
You got a beard.
But I know I'm not the only nigga that then took a shower with a dish rag.
Oh, of course.
Nigga, that dish rag is hitting different.
Tear your nuts up,
dish
boy.
Rag will take the top layer of nigga, skin off
you
your
be walking
ass.
After you wash that dish rag like, shit, nigga.
Well, you get money now.
Way,
you
y'all.
Ain't got to live like that.
Bro, I'm a real project nigga.
You can go buy you some
this
towels,
this ain't shit that I do.
Nigga.
This is shit that I have done.
Let me find out you open the door with your motherfucking bed sheet right around you. I'm like, nigga, go put some goddamn clothes on.
Nigga, I'm bougie. I don't do that shit. I got a robe now. I walk
That's even
my,
hotter. You gonna
I walk
sweat
through
again.
All my house like I don't approve of colored people.
I tried that
with
robe
with someone
shit.
At the door. Oh, probably those Negroes playing their football.
He said some homeless Negroes.
Probably those Negroes.
Negroes.
Someone poured some Pinot Grigio.
I can't do that robe shit. I started sweating again. I had to get back in the shower.
What?
I can't do that robe shit.
You don't can't wear no robe. Mm-mm. Your body ain't used to shit like that.
No. Ain't used to no thick ass cover around
yeah, you
me.
Gotta get,
the fuck you talking about?
You gotta upgrade your life when you get some paper. You
clothes.
Gotta start doing shit, bro.
Like what?
Don't just like, bro. Just treat yourself to some little shit, bro. Like when you what, go grocery shopping, my nigga, buy the shit that you know white people have. Get some margarine, my nigga. Nigga, we've been eating all this butter, killing the fuck out of ourselves. Get the. I can't believe it's not butter. We love the commercial. Like I'm a bougie nigga now, so I'm just gonna go and confess. I've been eating toasted strudels for the last 2 weeks.
But
the shit is not a Pop-Tart. I feel so creative.
Toasted I've been putting strudels really under that bitch.
Dollar signs. I made a middle finger on one.
Toasted strudel really ain't shit.
Are you this bougie yet? Like, do you, if after you use all the margarine, do you throw the container away or do you still wash
nigga,
it out and use it for
cereal? Nigga, my grandmama would beat my ass.
Exactly.
If I throw away that good goddamn spaghetti bowl. What I'ma put my leftover spaghetti in? A bowl?
Nigga.
You got me fucked up.
You go over one of them
you
old.
You know you supposed to put leftover spaghetti in the parquet tub, country crock. That's the spaghetti bowl.
You go over one of them old people's
What you
house,
want me
nigga?
To do next? Start throwing away gallons of water jug?
Don't
That's
look
not
for no.
Nigga.
Don't look for
Yo,
no butter, baby. Nigga. You gonna open that bitch up? It's gonna be green beans in one, nigga. You open another one
nigga,
up? It's some
I don't
chicken
give a
grease.
Fuck how much money you see me make when you come over my house, nigga? It's going to be Kool-Aid in that gallon jug that had water in it with no top because I'm going to lose the top.
Y'all still eat peanut butter jelly?
I said I was getting bougie. Jelly. I ain't bougie yet, nigga. My bread still, I lost the twist time. I just folded that bitch over. Twist
nah,
that bitch and fold it
you
over.
You a real
I'm not
hood
above
nigga
this.
If you ain't got no real trash bags in your house. You just using an old store bag, nigga.
Everyone.
You got an old motherfucking.
Nigga, I got the trash
they
bags and
know.
The store bags. They for different occasions, man. The
they
little bathroom
do.
In the garbage can, they don't make garbage bags that size. You got to use the Walmart bag.
You walk in the New York nigga house, they got the trash bag hanging on the doorknob. Like, yeah, I'm going to take that shit out in the morning, son, when I go back out, son.
Then they Run got another one leaning on the door.
Because like, walking nigga. To the trash is dangerous. These rats out, this motherfucker is taking over the block.
They got rats this damn big outside.
Yeah, nigga, they taking over the block in New York, nigga. The rats is coming back for their revenge, nigga.
Master Splinter,
I saw a rat standing up on his hind legs like a person. He was just standing up like a nigga. Yo, Shirley had the baby, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard?
Facts, my son.
You heard?
Yo, I got a question for y'all niggas, man. I want to get this perspective from y'all. Yo, what would you do if you hit that Mega Millions for $1.6 billion?
You know what I'd do if I hit that Mega Million?
What's the first thing you'll do?
Whoosh. Disappear on you motherfuckers. Come back as a hologram. I'm here, but I'm not here, bitches. I be walking through niggas, Chico.
Hey, what's up, man? People have been asking me, what is the website that I can go to make bets online? And I'm telling you, it's MyBookie. Yeah, that's MyBookie. That's the site to hit. I'm telling you, bro. Post the link so they can know where to go to. They have live in-game betting, and they will match your first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Flip your money right out the gate. And for all you fantasy players, listen. You can even bet the over-under on how many points your fantasy player will score. Come on now, get in the game. Use our promo code 85SOUTH and get your first deposit match 100% up to $1,000. Tell them Carlos sent you when you get there. Promo code 85SOUTH. We'll see you guys later.
I don't know what the fuck I do, bro. It's going to be stupid, though. I'm going to do shit I know other niggas can't do. Like, I might just rent out the whole Channel 9 all day. Just be on that bitch doing extravagant shit. Riding a giraffe with no saddle.
That's my type of shit.
You know you don't get all the money, though. You get, like, half of it.
Nigga, that's still half a billion.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I play for the billion. Bitch, give me the billion. I ain't play for half. I don't remember that on the paper.
I do dumb shit, nigga. I'd start the program to try to bring all the niggas back to life that I wish was still alive. Like Johnny Cochran, nigga. That'd be the first nigga I try to bring back to life. Johnny Cochran, nigga. So I can just go out here and just do whatever the fuck I want. And cause I got Johnny with me, nigga. It could be hologram Johnny, nigga, like you.
But when you bring them back, they ain't really fully recovered. They like babies.
So what? We got a half a billion, nigga. We can do whatever we want to do, nigga.
So I don't know what really, the fuck. I don't know. I'd be scared to have that much goddamn money.
And that's the fucked up part about the Mega Millions. You play that shit and walk out with all them goof-ass tickets. In the back of your mind, you know you ain't going to win, but you just start planning your life as you walk into the car. Yep. First thing I'm going to do is tell them people at my job to kiss my motherfucking ass. And the next thing I'm going to do is go buy them motherfucking shoes I was thinking about.
You gotta have an attitude like you already won. Gotta buy mama a crib. Get me a crib. Want a Lambo. Gotta
get
two
cousin
Lambos.
Like a million. That's my nigga.
That's my nigga. He get a million off top. Baby mama get 200,000. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her. She don't deserve that. That's in installments. It ain't gonna be all at once.
Get that hoe 1,000 at once. Play with her 750. But you know, a regular person just can't win that lottery, bro. Because let me tell you something.
I want a nigga to win.
You can't.
Ain't no nigga going to win.
I want to be a nigga like Charles Ramsey. You remember Charles Ramsey?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the nigga from Cleveland.
Dead giveaway.
That
let me tell you something. Somebody with no emotions going to win. It got to be somebody with no emotions, bro. Because with somebody who got emotions, we're going to have a heart attack. We see them numbers up there. That shit match on that paper, nigga. We're going to be so excited. That heart attack going to...
Ain't nowhere in the world. I'd be dead in a
excited,
week.
You too excited, nigga, to die.
Before it'd be like, lean on me, nigga. You'll be dead in a week, nigga. You'll die.
It's a nigga with no emotion, no one. He just looked up at the
$500 million.
I'm scared. They'll fuck around and show you what's the real. You got that kind of money. They be like, come here, Chico. Let me show you what America really about. Then they take you in that back room, and Tupac in that bitch rolling the blunt.
Sup, my
Henry
guy?
Martin Luther King, he eating tuna fish and shit. He be like, nigga.
This is where y'all niggas been?
That's where y'all been all the time.
So that mean I can't go back out there, huh?
Nope.
Damn.
And it's always some old white woman that went in fucking Kansas or Wyoming or some
and
shit.
And she say some stupid shit. Well, what are you going to do with the money? Well, I probably get my transmission fixed. Got old kitty cat.
Get my grandson.
Got a duck farm. I'm going to keep continuing to grow. Yep. Like, bitch going to buy some ducks.
Yep.
Bitch bought ducks.
Gonna get my grandson that truck he always wanted. I know.
Well,
he
I'd probably build a dog park or something.
Yep.
And my nephew want an ant farm.
Yep.
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 That's the white people, Europe. Yep.
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 Yep. Yep. All right. Yep.
Yep.
It's about time for it.
Yep. That's how they say bye to each other. That's how the conversation ended. Yep. And Johnny, he ended up going to prison about 6 more years.
Yep.
Yep. That's about it right there.
Gotta go. That, see you tomorrow.
Should,
yep.
That should do it. That should do you right there. That should
where
get you
damn,
right in
where
there.
That damn dog?
Well, yeah, you know, they let that Powerball get up there to $1.6 billion the other week and nobody played it. Hell, I had started playing. I had put up about $40 on the damn thing, and I gave him.
You
was,
spent $40?
I had $20 bills. I said, give me $20 worth of tickets, and I gave him the 20. Yep. And I look at them numbers. I said, hell, that ain't enough numbers to win nothing. So I said, give him another $20. They'll give me some more tickets. And
yep.
Damn
yep.
Ticket come back, and I get to looking at the numbers, hell, and the damn numbers come up there, and I get to playing the numbers, and hell. I said, ain't this a son of a bitch? I didn't hit one of those goddamn numbers. I mean, not a one. Now, the 40 goddamn numbers, you mean to tell me I didn't get a goddamn one? So you mean to tell me if I spend 40 of my hard-earned dollars, I can't get a goddamn number on that sumbitch? Hell, it ain't but so many numbers. At least, hell, one of them sumbitches had to come up there. Because I was over there the other day, and it was Tuesday, and I woke up, and I was just looking. I said, now, if I put $40 on there, hell, I got to get some. Hell, the closest number I had was 15, and that was just close to 13. Hell, 13 wasn't even on none of my cards. So I said, well, hell, fuck it then. So now the damn thing done rolled over. If those some bitches think I'm going to give them another $40, they got another fucking thing coming. They can kiss my ass, man.
And I'm yep, that's about it. That's about it. And nothing else need to be said after that. Yep. That right there. That some bitch say he spent 40 goddamn dollars on the lottery.
I told
40,
the same thing last Tuesday.
I spent
last
$40.
You know
sure
how many fucking...
Shit I spent
$40. No, wait. You said your goddamn piece, Dale. All right? Yep. You didn't say it enough. You didn't fucking change, man. You mean tell me much money... As we fucking made over time, we made money.
Now listen,
you done took 40 goddamn dollars, went
now,
down there
made
at the gas
a lot
station
of money
and bought lottery
day,
tickets.
But
you know
I
how many fucking Coors Lights we could have bought
listen
for 40
here,
fucking
Chico,
off?
I fucked up most of the money fucking around with women who had bright red weave. That's where most of my money went.
Well, I told you to leave those girls alone. Those
that was
no
Clifford,
good
big
for
red
you.
Dog. I told you now. I told you last Tuesday. Now, you ain't
want
to listen to me, Mom, but you told me, Mom.
All
right, I'm going to go change me, Mom's
diaper. You did tell
me that. Wait a minute.
Gotta go change me, Mom's diaper.
I just realized something, right? You spent $40.
God damn it, Meemaw done shit all over herself. Shit.
Where the fuck do you go? Get your ass back out here, man.
Oh, we need a dumpster truck. Meemaw, God damn it.
Get your ass back out here, man. We're not done, man. Get your ass out here. Hey,
Meemaw need to go to the hospital.
Sit your ass down.
That shit unhealthy.
$40.
Yeah, $40.
$40 could have fixed a lot of problems in the community,
now,
man.
Yeah.
You know what $40 could have fucking
what
fixed,
What could
man?
You done to $40?
I could have took that $40, bought myself some green. Could have came around the corner with my homeboy, bought some silly string.
I could have took that $40 and saved it to my death. Could have took that $40 and bought some crystal meth.
Sure, I could have took that $40
and bought some crystal meth. Took those $40 and bought some crystal meth.
I could have took that $40 and bought some crystal meth. But I bought lottery tickets instead. Now I ain't got a dime left. Listen, could have took that $40 and straightened out my spine.
I could have took that $40, paid a barber to fix that guy's hairline.
I could have took $40 and had myself a night. Could have took that $40 and see if that pussy was tight.
Yep. Could have took that $40 and made myself just shine. I could have took that $40 and got these people in here on time. Could have took that $40 and did a lot I didn't do. But I took that $40 and spent it on tickets just like you. I'm a fucking asshole.
Took that $40. Everybody's no good. I took that $40 to that boy right there if you take off his hood. Took that $40 on a train, don't you push me. I took that $40 on Flatbush and I bought some pussy,
yeah. I took that $40. Could've took that $40.
It made me say,
could've took that $40. Took that $4.
Man, turn that shit
it
off.
Made me say, yeah.
Everybody say, yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, that shit was hard. Low key. Oh, some real shit. That shit kind of went.
Hey, that was all right now.
That shit went a little bit.
That was all right now.
Y'all niggas gonna be singing that shit. $40. Every time you get $40 now, you be like, man, I'm gonna take this $40. Yeah, start it back over then. Fuck it.
Took that $40 and got her red hair done. Could have took that $40 and got a babysitter for my son.
I could have took that $40 and got her a new weave. I could have took that $40 and made her go on Chico Bean. That's what I could have done.
Hey, I can't argue with you there, buddy. I can't argue with you there, buddy.
Hey, man, that's a good deal there. $40 for some man.
Chico. Man.
You gotta get that.
I would have slid in an extra dip for
it. You gotta get that. There's
since you brought it up, we gotta talk about the importance of the.
Oh my God.
Uh oh.
A lot of ladies don't know how important that is.
Ladies, first of all, if this doesn't apply to you, retire. All right? You are wasting my precious time giving me that amateur head.
Right now.
You have to. Listen, this is the thing. This is the reason why I'm the way I am. I have a daughter, right? You gotta understand something. Every woman in here is somebody's daughter. You gotta understand that.
Show
and you disgrace your parents every time you fuck around. So this is what I got to make you understand, ladies. If you not disgracing your parents when you giving head, you are wasting your motherfucking energy.
Especially, you gotta be a disgrace, bitch. Be a disgrace.
It's a whole different mindset. You heard what black youngsters said. Show them your mama made a hoe.
Be embarrassed,
you ain't
bitch.
Got to be a hoe for everybody, but whoever you hoeing for, be the
it's
best
our
hoe
house.
Be
a hoe at our
we gotta
house.
Be nasty when we eat ass.
Tell him, Fly. Tell him, Fly.
That nigga said, whoa, whoa, whoa,
nigga
whoa,
always
whoa,
sound
whoa.
Like eating ass is a secret fraternity. That ain't no secret. Everybody ate ass. If you done ate pussy with your eyes closed, open your eyes. Nigga, you at the booty hole.
The
fuck
ass
is you
and
doing,
the pussy
nigga,
live right next door to each other.
You at that booty hole. That's why she ain't say nothing. You feel two little things right there, nigga, them butt cheeks, nigga. Like, how come I can't get up, nigga?
Ladies, make some noise if you ever suck the dick and your nose start running. No, your eyes, you start crying. Look at this table. That is the legendary table right
that's
there.
That's the table I need
my
to be.
My wife's sitting at that table.
I know, right? Nigga, that
I
shit
like
is...
that.
That, you ladies, y'all understand how much control you have over a nigga's whole existence when you sucking a nigga dick the right way. Nigga could do... You can't do nothing but just lay there and be... Oh, shit.
Toes get to curl like a T-Rex.
I feel, yeah. You can learn a lot about a person when you get some head from them. I was fucking with this girl who used to be in the band. She used to suck my dick from the side like a flute.
Yep. That's amazing. I wonder where she at, my nigga. I got $40 for her. I got $40 for her. Goodness gracious. But yeah, ladies, that noise is, don't be ashamed of that noise. That shit right there is woo.
Bro, when you hear that, that's a love language.
That's a love noise. Right there. That says I do. Yep. Ladies, let me ask it like the good dick sucking table right here. Right here, whoever made that noise. Ma'am, do you take pride in giving head? Yes.
Hold on, everybody answer. I like that. This is a participation
table. That's
why
they friends. They all suck dick. Bitch, you suck dick? I suck dick. Besties.
Yeah. Nah, not
the
in New York.
The dick sucker table.
They be like, yo, son, you suck dick, son? Yeah, me too. Facts, my guy. You know what time it is.
They got a, she they
dead
got
ass
a sound
suck
for
dick,
it.
Chico. Dead ass.
So, okay, so who, okay, you sucking dick and you swallowing. What's going on?
What'd you say? Everything?
You say everything?
Wow.
Man, you are the champion.
Man, I got some head so good one time. I forgot how to walk. Man, the bitch was sucking my dick, and I didn't hit this move. I just kept walking like this. I didn't know to do this. My muscle memory was fucked up. I stayed in the position she was giving it to me.
And you know the head good when you ain't got shit to say, but just tell a bitch, man, you crazy than a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Hey.
She like, what wrong too, man? You crazy, shawty, bitch. Boy, God damn, this bitch crazy.
Hey, nigga, why is it when you get some head, your goddamn shoe won't come off for nothing in the goddamn world?
Exactly.
Nigga can't get that shoe off for shit.
I got some head so good one time, true story, I helped this bitch take her braids out. I was like, fuck it, I ain't gonna let you do this shit by yourself. I got that little rat tail comb and was going down. Don't move, sit still.
Nigga, I fucked around. My little waist screen was too tight one time, and I was trying to take it apart while I was getting her head. I just dropped them bitches. I was like, fuck that. She gonna have to give me some head like this, boys.
You done dropped your pants like a slow nigga in the bathroom. I got pee.
She gotta come on with it. Fuck that.
Good head is the gift from God. Like, that is God's gift to, oh my God, man. Like, that shit make your day better. You can't be mad when you get your dick sucked good. I don't give a fuck what I got going on. I could be pissed off at the world, and you be like, you know what? I'm going to give you some head. Well, fuck what I was just worried about, baby. Go ahead and do what you was going to do.
Bruh,
nigga
you know,
be mad, but then it'll fade away, though.
When she leave, and you be like, all right, baby, God bless you.
Shit.
See, real nigga got to act like he care, but don't give a fuck. I'm out to go. All right. Hey, but look, though, you going to bring me back something to eat? Yeah.
Shit, you suck my dick right, I'm walking you to the car. Fuck that. We gonna hold hands and everything. Yeah. It's gonna be like,
you know how your woman knows she got you. You can't give her the whole thing. Damn.
That head be so good, you start caring about her as a person.
You
just be sitting at the crib at 2 o'clock like, I wonder what she doing at work.
Tell me, I wonder what she doing at work. Working, motherfucker.
Some of these women too aggressive, though. One bitch gonna grab my legs like she changing my diaper. Scoot out. Put them goddamn legs up. Like, they ain't gonna be none of that.
Nigga,
my legs
stupid.
Don't go up, goddammit. I'm somebody's father. You gonna suck my dick with my legs down, do it. But you're not about to come in here like you running something. You gonna respect me as a person.
I had to tell one bitch, you not licking on my balls like you licking on a pussy, bitch. Stop. Don't do that.
She was licking your balls
like
a pussy.
Yeah, like she licking my balls like it's a pussy. She. I start rolling with the bitch. I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be doing that, my nigga.
Oh my God.
Nigga, no.
Shit.
That is the stupidest shit.
Hey.
She licked his balls like a pussy. Nigga, no.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not worthy.
Lick my balls like it's a pussy. I don't give a fuck how you lick them, nigga. When a bitch get to licking your balls and stroking your dick at the same time, nigga, that shit make you sound, yay, she love me.
She jacking your dick like she fixing the antenna on the TV.
Exactly, nigga.
She move that dick like it's in the way.
Bitch, he's participating with you.
Oh, bro, I'm dead. That shit killed me. Oh.
Real talk, bro. I had to chill on that shit, bro. She was looking on my ball like she was eating a coochie, bro. I couldn't do it.
Eating pussy is an art too. But you know what I mean? That's an art. You can't be down there sucking on hard like you're trying to get the last little bit of juice out of Capri Sun pouch. You like that? No, nigga, I don't, son. Dead ass, son. Facts, my guy. Did you eat today, my guy?
But this my thing, right? I know for a fact I am a pussy eating expert. And lady, don't you know when you giving good head and a nigga ain't really vibing, you like, well, something wrong with this nigga. That's how we feel when you bitches ain't moving. I know for a fact, the little clip, that's all you gotta
focus on.
The little nagging right there. If I get to that motherfucker, bitch, you dead.
Some of these women.
Touch that motherfucker and you don't move, bitch. Somebody killed you before I got to you.
Some of them clips, people.
You was already dead before I got to you. Something wrong with you, because I done went down there and went crazy, and the bitch wasn't saying that. I said, hold up, bitch, is you still alive? Because I know this shit here is magnificent. Let me go back down here. Bitch, let me call 911. This bitch is unresponsive.
You better look at that clip before you get the licking on it.
This bitch is unresponsive.
Better look at that clip. Some of these clips got dickheads on them.
Big clip. Your clip look like a pit bull penis. Like, bitch, oh, wait a minute. I'm not pulling that back no more. What the fuck?
Some of y'all pussy
lips then got in the way. Your shit look like Arby's. We had the meats. Your shit is loose. She's had the meats, my nigga. She has had the meats. Your shit look
you
like
is a stupid.
Nigga, Ving Rhames voice. She's had the meats.
Don't be discriminating, bro. We love all vaginas, even if you got the beef. Because even if you look at the pussy with the beef, it look like an old man smiling with his teeth out.
He like an old man what?
Smiling with his teeth out, my nigga. Oh my God, man.
Y'all niggas retarded.
This is the only type of information you get when you come to 85. This is the shit that people need to hear, man. They need to see niggas discussing real life shit. This the shit y'all great go home and do when y'all leave. Well, maybe not y'all. Y'all was standing up too long. Y'all knees hurt. Y'all niggas about to go home and take an Epsom salt bath. But when you get your shit back right, y'all gonna be fucking.
Yep. I don't like when they give you a little bit of head, then go wrap the hair and come back. Like, nope, you gotta start over.
I don't give a fuck what you got your hair wrapped in, bitch. Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck about nothing. My hair ain't done, bitch. It ain't gonna be done if you do this right anyway. So man, fuck your hair. That little shit that y'all wrap around and strap, nigga, that's a dick sucking vest right there. My dying. You just grab that motherfucker. You have
plus,
grab that
if she do it right, I'm gonna get her hair done.
Ladies, you gotta use your hands.
I be thinking you look damn like I gotta get this bitch hair done.
You gotta use your hands, ladies. I'm sorry.
Yes.
All that doing it without no hands, fucking with me, bitch, you gonna get hooked.
Yep. Your shit supposed to look like that when you finish.
You need them hands. You need the hands to control this shit.
Look like what? Oh. Oh
she look like she put her goddamn them tongs in her shit. Take them motherfuckers out and grab some French fries. Look this.
Y'all leave her alone. Stupid.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. That was fucked up. That was a fucked up thought. That was a fucked up.
Bro,
thought.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? We can't take your ass nowhere. It's some fine ass women.
She is not fucking with
boy.
Us at all. She is acting like she don't hear none of this.
That motherfucker's stupid.
Hey, bro, this shit was stupid, right? This is the 85 Sam Show, man. This is a podcast for niggas who name not on the lease.
You got
stay there faithfully.
Yo, that's a fucked up. Yo, my uncle used to live with us and his name wasn't on the lease. And whenever they would do like inspections and shit, this nigga would just have to leave and go somewhere. He ain't never had nowhere to go, though. This nigga just
bro,
be down at the store standing
there.
When
your name ain't on that goddamn lease, you can't even argue.
Let me tell you something.
Anytime you get into an argument, your name on the lease, you got to end that shit with. I'm just saying, though.
Ain't nothing like being woke up out your sleep because the landlord coming. Hey, you got to go. When? Now. Like now? Now.
Now you just out in the street rolled up in a blanket trying to figure out where the fuck you supposed to go next.
Now you got to keep walking past the house and shit. Damn, that nigga's still in there.
These are public housing problems. People who don't have their WIC voucher don't know what we're talking about.
Y'all niggas in New York got the real projects.
You're back again? Okay.
I got the projects that go straight up, nigga, with the elevator in it that always smell like piss. I think it comes smelling like piss. Because I done been in plenty of projects in New York, and I ain't never been around nobody who actually said, man, I'm finna piss in this
bitch. That's because the company that make the elevators piss in them before they install them.
They come pre-pissed in.
Yeah, pre-pissed in.
Maybe elevators is just like litter boxes to homeless people. They got the piss in them.
My first time was in some New York projects. Lit.
I know these niggas don't got a nice elevator. I'll be finished in just a minute. I ain't drunk no water either. This is yellow pee-pee.
Yellow pee-pee scare me. Every time I see yellow pee-pee, I'm like, oh, shit, death is near.
Death is near, nigga?
Death is near. I be scared. Shit,
be supposed to be yellow.
I gotta be clear.
You y'all niggas got me fucked up. I thought piss was supposed to be yellow. You mean I've been pissing wrong my whole
yes.
life?
Yes, that shit gotta be clear, bro. Listen, when it's clear, you're nigga, healthy.
You better drink some water. You your pee gonna be out here looking of water, like chicken broth.
What you say?
Shit gonna be looking like chicken broth.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
That's the thing. You learn a lot of shit from different people when you interact with them. Like, for example, I had a motherfucker tell me the other day, I'm saying the grace over the food. I'm like, God is great, God is good. Everything for our food, by his hands we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. Nigga was like, son, learn some grown man grace. I'm like, grown man grace. I'm like, you mean to tell what? I didn't know God was checking IDs, nigga. What the fuck is? I was like, well, what year was I supposed to start saying grown man grace? He was like,
oh, you must have never seen a New York nigga say grace. He'd be like, facts.
Yeah.
Yo,
the New York grace is funny as, hey, yo, God, my guy. It's your boy. You already know what it is. It's going down. Brooklyn, son, you know. Brownsville, to be exact, coming to you right now to just say, appreciate you, my guy, for this fire food we about to guzzle on my kids, on my mother. I love my mother. I love my kids. And yo, dead ass son, excuse me for cursing, facts, but yo, son, yo, you that nigga, G-O-D, word up. Word to my fucking mother, son. Word to my mother, son. In your name we pray, amen, B. Word
yo,
to my
yo,
mother.
Yo, Lord, let me holler at you, son. Yo, Lord. Yo, niggas out here is mad hungry, B. Niggas is, yo, a lot of niggas is starving, but you just keep blessing me. You understand? And I fucks with you for that. Real nigga shit. Hard damn. Body, I fuck with you, my guy. Hard body.
Well, y'all niggas cursing.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, God.
Who the hell y'all talk to? That
hey, yo, God, my guy, before I go, I just want to let you know that I'm about to put that tape out tomorrow, my guy, on live mixtapes, God. Yo, make the hood fuck with my shit, God. Hey, Chico, word about my mother, son.
Chico, that's when God show up in some brand new Timbs like it's nothing, my nigga. It's nothing,
my G. Word to my mother, son. I got you, my guy.
I got you, my
facts.
Nigga.
Yo, Lord,
I'm coming to pray because I know they prayed and they was praying for them. They was cursing and I don't be cursing when I talk to you. I just want to make sure we still good.
Hey, Fly.
Bro, God not petty like that.
What if
God ain't gonna be up there like, oh, round some cussing, block his blessings for 3 months.
What if God really got an answer machine and he got just be like, all right, let's hear this one. All right. Who we got? He got an assistant. All right, God, we got Jeremy from Brownsville, New York. He left a message yesterday asking for something. All right, play the shit. Yo, God, you hear my folks in the background, son? They fucking with me, God. I just need you to give me that extra push, G. You know what I'm saying? Yo, son, like, you remember back in the day, son? Back in the day, son, before the white people came to the hood, son? How it used to be when we used to have a 50-cent quarter water, son? You know what I'm saying? Used to have a quarter water, son, and we used to be outside, son, on the block, son, you know, the Puerto Rican, you know, the ice cream, you know, shorties used to walk past, son, and I used to be out there like, yerp, and they used to be like, yerp.
Yeah.
Yo, son, bring that shit back, G.O.D., word out. What up with you, son, word out, word out. Hey, yo, son, before I go, son, one more time, son, that's a lot of rats out here, son. It's a lot of rats out here, G.O.D. I know you created all things equally, but son, stop creating the rats, son. It's just, one was eating my uncle's leg, dead ass, son. I had to put the rat in the bodega bag, son. I had to take my bacon, egg, and cheese bag and get the rat out the house, son. Help my family.
Leave the rats alone. They not going nowhere, nigga.
Yeah, I know they
rats
not.
Getting big as hell. Like, they just keep growing. Like, they just keep growing until they die. And I don't even think they die. They just be like,
I'm laughing because... I saw a goddamn rat slap the shit out of a cat.
That's that New York rat. New York rats is different. They're not even scared of humans.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, for real.
I seen a rat at the drive-thru. That nigga was just in front of me. He was going up. Every time I call Moo, he move.
That nigga great place of order.
Boy, what? They knew exactly who it was.
You can see New York rats from across the street.
You know what's funny though, bro? Even the pigeons in New York recognize the rats. The pigeons were like, yo, nigga, is that a rat? Yo, get the fuck out.
Why they so big out here? Like, what's wrong? Like, why these rats are like raccoon size?
Nigga, I seen a video of a nigga on a train sleep. And this rat was running all over this nigga. And ain't nobody wake him up. That's how much y'all New York niggas mind your business. You ain't wake a nigga up to tell him a rat was running on his fucking chest. You just recording this shit, yo, son. I think
that's
gonna bite his fucking nose loose.
That's when the nigga hood logic kick in. Like, what, I'm supposed to wake this nigga up and let the rat run on me, too?
They treat rats like they deers or something. Like, yeah, they come out at night. Just watch them. What?
Nigga, if you ain't never been in a New York train station at night, them bitches be on the tracks, nigga.
That's where the tough-ass ones live, bro. You ever try to, like, they running up on you, you try to flinch at them. They're like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to run, nigga? I'm not going no fucking
way. I seen a rat dragging a rat trap. He was like, yeah, this is my third time this week, but...
This is my third time this week. These niggas trying to hold me back, son. Word up. This nigga's trying to hold me back. They can't stop a real rat, though. Real
that
rat
nigga
life.
Keep getting the food, though. He like, yeah, I keep taking the food, though. This is the third time. God damn it, JB.
Nigga, no.
This crazy, son.
Man, give me some
God,
water. Fuck this
stupid.
Shit.
What's, what are y'all feeding them rats for real? They not human.
Nigga, they feeding them whatever they throw in the trash. The rats be out there.
The rats in the South, like, they like rat size. These rats up here like bat size.
Yeah, man.
These canine dogs. You don't know if they're a dog or a rat.
I'm like, nigga, is that a puppy?
Nah, it ain't no puppy, nigga. That's what Martin and them were fighting on that episode when they was in there.
Look, that's the white dude with the bald head that be trying to kill Superman. I killed Superman.
That's the assassin right there, nigga.
Lex Luthor. I'll give you one more chance, Superman.
He looked like that nigga off the video game Hitman. You ever play Hitman? That's the white man from Hitman right there.
Assassin's Creed type shit. I'll give you one more chance, Superman.
Superman finally died in that Batman vs. Superman movie. Said Superman never died. Shit, Batman popped the bitch ass. That nigga was dead then.
Nigga, if you can have a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Nigga, I need that shit Wolverine got where you can't hurt me. I need to be able to regenerate. I just keep my regular shit, but if you couldn't fuck me up, I just keep coming back. Like a nigga whoop my ass, and every time he hit me, I'm getting stronger and stronger and shit. Keep going. Then when that nigga get tired, I just unleash the same ass whooping that he just gave me.
But then you known for getting your ass whooped, though, Carlo.
But then I'm immortal, because, like, you know, he shit, when he get fucked up, he just regenerate.
No, because, like, when you get hit, boom, do you come back? And he like, damn, another one, boom. You know what I'm
saying? What was your superpower be for that?
Well, mine, see, I'd be like, I don't know, I'd be undecisive. That'd be my superpower. Because I'd be undecisive. I'd be like, you know what, invincible. Boom, damn, invincible, shit. I don't know what
my shit would be some simple shit. Like, I'd be able to charge a phone to 100% when I touch that motherfucker one time. And I just sit in the club, nigga, and just have motherfuckers come up. Mr. Bean, please, I'm on 2%. Could you please just touch my phone one time? What makes you think you are worthy of my fingers? You have done nothing to deserve my power.
You'd be like Thanos with the Infinity Charger.
Yep. You got the Infinity Charge, nigga, just...
that is a hustle.
I like the way your titties look, ma'am. Hand over your device.
I didn't know these was ghetto superpowers. Damn. Then mine would be, I had the ability to just get money from white people. You know how some niggas could just make up shit and get money from white people? Yeah, I got this German Shepherd, man. He needs surgery and shit.
See, I'd rather have a superpower when I get caught in a lie, but I can just get right back right.
You can convince them that this is the truth. Yeah,
they be like, so what you mean? Huh? Nigga, you know I was at the store? You was at the store. Yes. Woo, nigga, caught me in a lie. Shit. What was you last night, huh? I was with JB watching the game. You was with JB watching the game. Yes.
That'd be a dope ass superpower, bro.
That would be a dope ass superpower.
You have your girl would be so cold.
Oh, girl superpower.
Yeah, your girl. Yeah, like if you had that power, she
no,
believe
she's
shit
gonna be spiteful, man. Can't give them a superpower. They already got a superpower. The pussy.
Yep.
They got enough powers as it is. We gotta hope and pray our dick work.
I do.
They shit is on right now. Send down.
Stupid shit with my superpower.
Bro, that's how you know God is real. God knew exactly what he was doing, bro. He knew not to give us pussies.
Oh, man.
Because we be using them for everything. Yeah, man, let me get my keys real quick, bro. Yeah, I keep them in there. I be losing my keys all the time.
My pussy, ain't nowhere in the world I could have had no nigga. Fuck no. I be just sitting outside like this.
Oh, so y'all niggas on the Madden? I brought my own stick. Fuck you talking.
I can't have no coochie, out. I wouldn't even talk. They like, what's wrong with him? And I'm talking to motherfuckers for. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
They couldn't have gave me a pussy. Hey, bro, you hungry? No, I just ate early. I ate some pussy early. I'm straight.
That shit powerful, lady. I don't understand like how that shit got to feel crazy. Like, y'all motherfuckers can take these two fingers right here and just get to going like this, nigga, and fuck the whole house up. Oh, shit. Like, nigga, I use my whole hand on my dick and have never made that noise. That's amazing.
I can't even beat my dick no more. My hand's too rough. I'm like, nah, my dick deserves better than this. I'm going to have to put some gloves on or something. I got yard that. Work hands. I'm not about to grab my dick with these rough ass hands.
Tear the skin off your shit.
I don't like jacking off. Fuck that, dude.
Shit, you better than me.
You realize you too good at it? You like, why am I doing that so good?
I got, I got, I got fucked up as a young nigga. I always appreciate beating my dick. I used to get, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you the first shit I used to jerk off to like a motherfucker, nigga. And it's some shit that New York produced, nigga. Hookers at the Point? Oh, my God. Nigga, I used to be in the house, couldn't wait till everybody go to sleep. Night, night, mama. HBO. Them bitches used to introduce themselves. You like, yeah, my name is Lisa from the Bronx. And I've been out here for about 8 months. It's new for me. I don't have a pimp yet, but you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm trying to get me some money. Then they cut to that scene with her in the car with the nigga who voice sound like this. Yeah, so you wanna leave me around the corner? Then they start making them noises. I'm like, yes, nigga, I can't see it. But I'm gonna graduate to the real porn.
Pussy
real sex.
There.
You remember Real Sex, nigga? That show that used to come on HBO, Real Sex, white people crazy. I just want to say
that. That shit wasn't even sexy. It was just white people. Real Sex, take 56. Yeah.
Click.
So I like to put party balloons up my ass. Walk a walk walk, walk a walk walk, walk a walk walk, walk a walk walk. Meet Ryan. Ryan owns a company where he puts party balloons up his ass on the internet all day. You know, I started out with small balloons, you know. Then I moved up to balloon animals and things of that nature. Then the internet took off.
That's the type of shit they used to talk on taxi cab confessions.
What the hell is that?
That's that taxi cab confession conversation right there. Motherfucker be in the back of the cab. So where you guys headed? To a gangbang. Yeah. Just met this young lady over at the bar.
Then the game changed, bruh.
You say what?
I'm glad I ain't grew up watching that stupid ass shit.
The game changed.
You ain't never watched none of that shit?
I'm too goofy to be sitting here. I'd be like, bro, man, there's some bullshit, brother.
That's what I was saying.
I go get some coochie instead of watch this shit.
Nah. Then the game changed, bro. This bitch named Pinky came out. Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm pre-Pinky, nigga. That nigga. Booty Talk series, Booty Talk, nigga. Remember the first time I found
like,
that booty
niggas
talk.
Had seen flicks up until that point, but when Pinky came, that bitch changed the game. Like, soon as you put the DVD in, they was fucking. They was fucking on the DVD menu. Like, them, they fucking on the background on the loop. Doopa, 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 doopa.
There was a nigga named Jake Steed who used to have a series where this nigga used to rap at the beginning of all his motherfucking pornos.
How do you
that
do
shit was lit. I fuck all these hoes. That's how it goes.
Hey, the rap was terrible, but then went with the porno, though.
Freak hoes and flows. I fuck with these hoes. Everyone knows I've been in the room. I'm like, yeah, nigga, about to beat my dick this bitch shit.
You niggas are porn experts.
Hell yeah, I'm a porn expert, nigga. That's one of the only things
I. Pussy. I said, I'm straight.
Oh, you was watching that real old porn.
Yeah, I'm watching real porn.
You was watching
man.
The porn with the music still playing in the background.
That's the old shit, but they started fucking after they asked a question. So, what are you about to do, Karen? I don't know, Steve. What are you about to do?
Got on that lingerie, but that pussy hair hanging on the side. You're like, yep.
Well, I don't know. One of the only things I hate on is how easily young niggas get to access porn. That shit is in their pocket, nigga.
That shit our problem, man. Coochie outside, too. Get off your phone. Walk outside. It's
oh,
there.
Nigga. Coochie is great, but nigga, still.
Get off your phone, young nigga. The coochie. Same coochie. You looking at right
coochie
now.
Is amazing, but you're not going to disrespect Palmetto like that, my nigga. You would nobody beats the biz.
This bitch
is bad, nigga. Nobody beats the biz.
Pussy ruined my life a little bit. I wish I would have waited about 2 more years before I first started. I should have accomplished a little bit more before I got in the pussy game.
What you mean,
bruh? I am a pussy addict.
We all are.
That shit didn't. I done spent so much of my life like chasing pussy and like pussy activities.
But this
I
could have
been
though.
A scientist, my nigga.
From the time
I had
you,
to stop chasing pussy to get my life together. I said, let me slow down.
But from the time you get some pussy to the day you die, that's the cause of most of the shit you do in your life is in some way, shape, or form the pursuit of some pussy. Yep. If there was no pussy, niggas wouldn't take showers and shit for what? Fuck I gotta be clean for. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Hey, bro, you ever wanted some pussy so bad you just get depressed? You're like, nigga, I had all this time to come up with some pussy. And I ain't even, it's my birthday. I'm lonely. Somebody should give me some birthday pussy or something.
This shit is amazing.
It's all type of pussy out there. Sympathy pussy, all pussy. Bitches try to give you some pussy at a funeral. I know you feeling bad.
I'm gonna come over later.
And you gonna take
I
it.
Gotta have that because I'm mourning. I'm mourning. I'm going through something emotionally.
He crying, accepting
this
pussy.
This pussy might be exactly what I need to put me back on my feet emotionally. Give me that. That's what it sounded
you
like.
Stupid! Why are you playing that?
No,
what the
planning?
Fuck is that?
He planning for some pussy.
That's how you know the porn already gone bad. When the music came out of nowhere and they don't even know where to start.
Hey, you stupid, man.
Look at this nigga. Hey, you ready to break your neck, nigga. Get that motherfucker off.
Nigga, this part of the act.
The fuck is you doing? You'll be dirty as shit when you get up off this stage, nigga. This that stage Ike and Tina performed on, nigga. It's some nut bush
this
on this floor.
This ain't even real rubber. This old ties up here.
Hey, man, it smell like somebody it's just hot. Cut up some fruit in this bitch. You smell that?
Hey, what Carlo, it smell like? Guess what time it is right now?
Titty o'clock.
Titties in the building.
12:30.
It ain't
it's the next
o'clock.
Day, bitch.
12:30.
It's Monday, bitch.
Happy
you gotta
Monday.
Get up and
go
to
work in the morning,
bitch.
You mad? In the morning, you gon' be sad.
You gon' be sad.
Let me hear you say,
you
fuck
mad.
That job.
Fuck that job.
Say fuck that job.
Fuck that job.
I said fuck that job.
Fuck, but you can't quit that job. Cause you ain't got another job.
Yeah.
So you better walk your ass in there like, hey, how you doing? Can you stand these motherfuckers? Hey.
Say fuck,
don't listen
that
to these
job. Say fuck that job. Fuck that job. Say fuck that job. Said I need my job.
I need my job.
I need my job.
But I need my job.
I need my job. But I need my job.
You gon' be mad.
Fuck that job. But I need my job. A nigga should quit.
You gon' be sad.
Cause I'm so sick of they shit. Check it. Yo, has anybody out there ever set like 9 different alarms and when they go off, you be like, damn man, I gotta get up.
Damn, I gotta get up.
I gotta get up.
And you gotta walk to work. You know it's gonna be like 0 degrees. And your Timberlands only.
And you gon' have to ride the train. The train.
Yeah.
You don't know what bit you, but you woke up. You don't know what bit you, but you woke up.
Set 9 different alarms. For everybody who got that job and you know they drug testing, but you still smoke anyway.
Hey, you, who in here got a job where you got somebody to work with you don't fuck with at all? You can't stand them motherfuckers.
Shout out to them real ass people at the job that'll clock your friend in even if they ain't there yet.
Yeah.
You gonna get fired next week, bitch, cause they watching you. Your manager keep looking at your ass every time you walk in.
We gotta show some love to all the people who can't nobody tell you shit at your job. You the boss. Ain't but 3 bosses in here tonight.
Hey, motherfucker.
Shout out to everybody that's supposed to take a 30-minute lunch, but be gone long as you motherfucking want. God damn it.
Real niggas know you on break as long as the manager on break.
Ooh.
somebody about to get fired. Ooh. Why everybody humming? Yeah. She don't know what I know, but this whole bout to go.
Shout out to everybody that's unemployed, but you still wake up early and just watch everybody else go to work. Nigga be up at 5:30 drinking coffee. Shit, it's cold out there, ain't it?
Nigga in the window.
Shit, it's supposed to be 30-something degrees outside.
Go to sleep, Uncle Chum.
Nigga, why are you up? Because I'm about to go back to bed. To all the ladies, if you got a nigga that's living with you that don't pay no bills, wait till it get real cold before you kick that nigga out.
You a dirty motherfucker.
Won't nothing humble a nigga like a crisp winter breeze.
Yeah, that nigga gonna be outside singing at your window like, baby, baby, I'm sorry, baby, please.
My nigga, if you don't pay no rent, you supposed to be the nicest nigga in the house.
You supposed to clean that house. Doing?
Hey, how you doing? How your son? How was school today? Hey, how you doing? How your mom? How who's you with? Do you need your grass cut? I got you. Do you need your grass cut? I got you. Do you need your grass cut? I got you. Do you need your grass cut? I got you.
Much love to all my niggas that wash dishes real quick before your girl get home. Cause you don't want to hear that shit.
Fingers all wrinkly, like you've been fingering for a while. That's how Michael Jackson come.
You know who this podcast right here for. This podcast is for women who wear those panties that come in that 5-pack. With that long cardboard piece.
This podcast
be
is
be wrapped around twice.
All the women who bra and panties don't match right now. I fuck with y'all.
You for all the ladies house. Who don't pick their feet up when they wear flip-flops. With your annoying ass.
The fuck is you
what
doing,
the fuck
nigga?
Are you doing?
You just scared the shit out of me,
this
boy.
Nigga just, what the fuck is wrong with you? We in New York, nigga. Can't be doing crazy ass shit like that.
Yeah.
He putting the organ, he putting the motherfucking.
Look at that boy J.O.N. with them braids in his head.
Do something for him, J.O.N.
Looking like D'Angelo.
That's how you feel? Shout out to the white dude. I know you be practicing your Dougie when ain't nobody looking.
That's that team over there who be sucking dick. That's that team over there.
That's
it
what?
That's the table that be sucking dick. Millie Rock with it then.
That's
how she be going to the dick. She be Millie Rocking on the way to the dick.
Millie Rock to my dick, then spit. Millie Rock to my dick, then spit. Millie Rock to my dick, then spit. Grab my shit, then on it.
Hey, what you say?
On it. Yeah, yeah. Grab my dick, go on it. Grab my dick, go on it.
Are you Asian? I just wanna know, are you Asian? You are what? Filipino jalapenos.
That nigga still got jalapenos. His hood on. That nigga still got the hood on.
Chico, can you imagine get some hair from her? You get some hair from the girl with the afro, or you be patting the afro while she do it?
I know. Her look like you getting your hair from that pick motherfuckers use. That shit is great. Your afro is amazing. Natural fro.
Oh, I got you.
Nigga stupid. Shout out to that table over there with all that good head over there.
Hey, the
we
white
love
people,
y'all.
The white people that work here, man. Fuck! How long are they gonna fucking go? God
forever.
Damn it! My fucking dog isn't ate yet, man.
Forever.
Shit.
Forever.
Just like a
I gotta
church.
Let my dog out.
If you ever been to church, this is how this shit go. We don't know where we going home.
Y'all ready to leave?
Good, because they ain't gave us our check yet. So the moment we get the check, the show we're going to look back. We got it? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Hey, man, on some real shit, thank y'all for fucking with the 85 South show. We did 2 sold-out shows up here. And we ain't shit without y'all.
Facts.
Thank y'all for watching our videos.
Facts.
Following us on social media. Go watch some tonight.
Facts.
When you get home and roll up, just facts. Click 85 South Show. Let that shit play till you figure out what the fuck you about to do. Ain't shit on TV anyway, but Family Guy and Robot Chicken.
And
yeah, 85 South Show on YouTube. Pull it up on YouTube. Let that shit play in the background while you roll up your weed and get your next week together. Listen to it while you're laying your outfits on the bed.
Oh, my nachos.
Oh, my. I'm the nigga who always be giving shout outs. So shout out to all the ladies in here who got another nigga name tattooed on them. But you ain't gonna get it covered up till you get in a real relationship.
Y'all
ladies,
over there?
Ladies,
y'all good over there?
Halloween is coming up.
Up top,
that
y'all
means
good.
That it's coochie hair season. Grow some coochie hair back.
People up there in the back that really couldn't see the whole night. What's up, y'all? Y'all good?
This the club from Power. I know y'all niggas up top couldn't see.
No niggas.
Ghost put that bar in to keep the vision down.
Uh-huh.
They can't even see. They in the roof.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got people over there, too. Hey, VIP.
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Uh-huh.
Those seats extra. How much did you pay? I just want to make sure they didn't lie about the money. Oh, I'm going to go yurt on a nigga head.
Y'all about to say that, nigga. Hey, New York. If y'all had a good time tonight, we're going to turn that shit into an R&B song. Uh-huh. Fuck it. All right, so we go like this. Since y'all fuck with
y'all,
if you had a good time
to
tonight, say yurt. Say you're. If you say you're. Everybody say you're.
Okay. You get your side then. You get your side. I'm going to get my side.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's do it. You know how we do it. This my side right here. So, nigga.
Hold on. Okay. Come on. I got my side from over there, but I'm going to take it over here because I don't give a fuck.
All right. This some choir shit. I'm the choir director. All right. So, y'all be ready to
don't
sing this
down.
Shit the right way.
Don't let me down.
Get it on tape. So y'all ready? My side. Let me. Everybody, just put your hand up
look
if you're ready to go.
Niggas. Look how they do me. Look at
all right.
Niggas.
Before you jump it off, I just want to say this: all the women in the building, if you can suck your own titty, you're going to heaven.
Everybody say you're. Everybody say you're. One more time, say you're.
Oh. Oh my taco. Oh my nacho.
Everybody say you're. Everybody say you're.
Everybody. Oh my taco. Oh my nacho.
Everybody say you're. Everybody say you're.
I like my jalapenos on my taco. And on my nacho.
But we say you're. And we say you're.
Word to mother. Word to mother.
Say facts, my guy. Say facts, my guy.
I don't know that many slangs. I don't know that many slangs. Star joints over. Let me
say
think
get
of
some. Ass. They did ass. There you go. That was another one.
Okay, here we go. I got one.
Get one.
Look. Say bomb ass nigga. Say bomb ass nigga.
Say bird ass nigga. Say bird ass nigga.
Yo son. Yo son.
Yo B. Yeah. Yo B.
shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out.
I can't think of shit.
You stupid, bro.
Why y'all ain't help me? Y'all niggas, why you ain't help me? With the wig, Clifford. You got this damn scarf right your neck, bitch. You can't think.
Her neck broke. Leave her alone. Her neck broke.
She been laughing like this the whole night.
Cause her neck broke.
Said her neck broke.
I said her neck broke. Said her neck broke.
Said her neck broke.
Yeah, her neck is broken. All right, okay.
Your neck ain't broke.
Oh, shit, bro.
This show,
I gotta just do this one time on this side.
This show,
just do this one time. Just
this
for
show
my
was
man
sponsored
right
in part by those ladies right there.
Yes, my
that's
man
like
right
a dick
there.
Dick section right there.
Hairline.
That's that cougar section.
We got some cougars. There's some cougars in here.
Got that one gold. It's all the way in the back. You can't see it. It's right there.
Oh shit.
That real cougar.
Shout out to everybody who got to take a deep breath when people ask you your nationality. My grandma black, my daddy was Jamaican. My auntie is Arabian, and my grandfather was a motherfucking jewel thief.
A jewel thief, nigga? Man, y'all realize y'all
stood.
Yo, this how dope y'all are in New York. Y'all stood outside for a fucking hour. And it 2 hours? Y'all, time out. So y'all stood outside for 2 hours.
No, that train
and then came in
time
here and fucked with us for another 2.5 hours, man.
Bro, wait a minute, bro.
Facts, my guy.
Nigga.
Facts.
Dead ass, son.
Nigga, I ain't know they liked us that much.
Nigga.
We y'all appreciate y'all the fuck out of y'all. That shit means so much. Especially coming
from
you.
It was rats running out there when y'all was out there.
From you, I know you don't even like boys.
I told them to put both shows together. I told them to put both shows together, bitch, so don't yell at me.
But and I know New York, y'all don't be waiting on shit. Y'all don't, nigga, fuck.
Y'all
get the
leave,
fuck out of a place.
Y'all
yo, fuck
paid
this
y'all
shit.
Money, so.
Y'all paid to come fuck with us, man, and we appreciate the shit
thank
out y'all.
Man.
My guy up
and
there with the do-rag going in the corner, I see you, my guy. You probably bald head, but still, nigga, that's what it is.
Ain't nobody buying no online tickets, my nigga.
Say facts, my guy.
That shit
facts,
stuck in
my guy.
That shit stuck
man,
in my
facts,
head.
Facts, my guy.
Facts, my guy.
Now, you put that extra on that, DC.
This bitch gonna turn into a skate rink when we leave, right? Got two disco balls. Come on now, skate.
And go bounce.
Hey, man, y'all are the shit. And thank y'all for making us feel so welcome.
Especially this table
coming
right
up here.
Here
with this 85 South Show ooh, shit.
I'm about ready to drop my
just
dick
know
off and leave it with a note.
Anything that got something to do with some comedy, we fucking with it, man. We got all type of shit coming out. We already working into 2019-20, bro. Just know you about to see us on all the movies, all the TV shows, all the
I
everything.
Got a week for a minute, bitch.
Yeah.
And if y'all gonna still fuck, if y'all love the 85 South Show, man, in New York City, and y'all fuck with us, we got to get one strong one before we go, man. Let me get a yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what
that's
I'm talking
up
about.
I love
thank
y'all, New York. Fuck
we
you, man.
We fuck with y'all the long way.
Thank y'all, man.
If one more nigga try to stop me, I'ma put a baby in his girlfriend body.
Excuse me. I'll cut this shit now. I'll cut this shit. This shit gonna cost you up here. Like, wait a minute.
Am I crazy?
Hey, boy, your son got
man, you crazy there too. You crazy, all y'all. I love y'all, man.
Hey, Pop.
I man love y'all. I'm coming hey out for real.
Oh,
man, my goddamn stomach hurts.
This motherfucker here, man.
Man, you crazy as hell too.
That nigga, that's talking about.
Man, I love y'all.
That's up, bro. With that nigga, Pop.
Man. I love y'all, man. I don't care what the hell y'all go. I'm coming.
I was done. I was ready to show you.
No, you wasn't.
Shit, I was ready.
I said, ain't no sense to keep going after that.
That shit made my chest burn.
I think we done, fellas.
That shit made my chest burn. That shit, man.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.